Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the silly? Oh, permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Well, Rocket can.
We appreciate you being with us. Coming up this hour here on the DA show, Deshaun Watson will speak to league investigators this week. That'll be the final chapter needed for a decision from the NFL on possible suspension. So there might be something, though, that Vegas knows already. We'll talk about that coming up in 20 minutes from now. Also, your poll question of the day, advanced analytics. Have you ever fallen asleep at a sporting event? A-Rod caught on camera sleeping during Game 7. Of the Western Conference playoff series, Mavs and Suns. Now, granted, it was a blowout, but he was courtside sleeping, which follows that guy in Philadelphia last week who was courtside sleeping. Why is everybody sleeping courtside at NBA playoff games? That's your poll question for advanced analytics. Vote by going to at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter. And your epic fail coming up later on in this hour as well. You know, my thoughts on Deshaun Watson taking his offensive teammates to the Bahamas is it's a nice gesture, no doubt about it. And these off-season get-togethers with wide receivers, running backs, offensive linemen is a way for the quarterbacks to work out and show that they are working towards chemistry, teamwork, etc., without having to do it at the team facility because that goes against the CBA. The new collective bargaining agreement limits how many times you can have official meetings and practices and workouts, etc. So you have to do it away from the facility, out from under the watchful eye of your coaches and your organization, which was why during pandemic, yeah, part of that was that nobody was allowed at facilities because of the pandemic, but also Tom Brady wanted to get together with new teammates and work out in parks in Florida to try to get on the same page. And remember, that became a big deal because people weren't supposed to be congregating together at the same time because of the virus, etc. But this has been happening forever. Quarterbacks now trying to get together with their wide receivers, coaches, or wide receivers, offensive linemen, running backs, etc., working on some chemistry in the offseason. Well, the thing is that you can do that a lot of different places. You can do that at the facility, but if you can't do it at the facility, you can do that in a park around the facility. You can do that in a gym that will rent out to you around the facility. If you are Cleveland Browns, there's probably 50 to 75 different parks/facilities that are run by gyms training organizations, et cetera, that you could go work out at and have that place to yourself. But he's choosing to fly everybody to the Bahamas. Why? This is supposed to be clearly a gift to win over teammates, in my estimation. And I think it says where Deshaun Watson is. Deshaun Watson might be a great quarterback, or was the last time that we saw him on the field, but he has major hurdles to get over here in the early part of this season. Number one, let's just take the football aspect first. The man didn't play football last year. So there's rust. All of his teammates were out working, training, throwing their bodies into the middle of Sundays, and he wasn't. So there is the football question of, is Deshaun Watson ready to go right now? Number two, his commitment level. Last time he signed a contract, which was in Houston, remember he did sign an extension, he then quickly decided, I don't want to be here, and forced his way out of town by sitting. I'm not playing, you better trade me. None of the guys that he's going to be working out with have the power or leverage to do that. And maybe some of them don't think that was that cool. Now, maybe some of them or all of them are into player empowerment, understand what he was going through. It's only the Texans, etc. But you do have to kind of win over the guys of, I didn't want to be my last place, but I want to be here. You can trust me. There's the legal situation. It is not out of the realm of possibility that some of his teammates, some of his locker room, thinks what he did or what he's accused of doing is lewd, lascivious behavior. It is predatory behavior. And in today's changing culture, that maybe a lot of those guys in the locker room are like, man, that's not cool. I don't know if I want that guy to be my leader. And then the other part of it is he got all guaranteed money. He's the only guy in the NFL that got a multi-year contract all guaranteed at that level. Those guys don't have that. The guys he's going to be working with don't have the security blanket of, if we get injured, if we don't produce, we get all of our money up front. No way. So he's going to have to kind of win over that part of it. So all of these layers of it is, there might be some doubt within that locker room of who Deshaun Watson is, and if he is really the savior that the Browns front office is viewing him as. So, what do? You don't just work out with your wide receivers, and you don't just work out to the States. You don't just call everybody out to LA, which so many people do. You take them to the Bahamas. You pay for their lodging and their airfare because you're making big change and you don't want them to resent you and you need them right off the bat. And so you go big. We'll see if it works. You know, you certainly can buy your way into a lot of situations. People might doubt you. You throw them some cash. You do something nice for them. You buy them Entenmann's donuts on their birthday. Suddenly, they're perked up, ready to go. What do you need me to do? Who do you want me to book, DA? Right now is my opportunity to get Mraz to book a guest that maybe prior he wouldn't have had as much energy to do.
The irony in a segment where the guest still has not answered the phone.
So that's part of the Deshaun Watson situation here. Also, perhaps strategically, he realizes how polarizing and ugly it got with his predecessor. Baker Mayfield was at odds clearly with the coach, at odds clearly with the front office, at odds seemingly with Odell Beckham, maybe lost a lot of the trust inside that huddle and locker room, and maybe Deshaun Watson's trying to pop that balloon and trying to move past that, which would be smart as well. So it's kind of interesting that he's going to get together. Now, the situation is this. The NFL and its investigative team, because the NFL is not going to lead the investigation or hand down the punishment. There's going to be an unbiased, independent arbiter on this, an investigative arm, which the CBA calls for so that there is no Roger Goodell throws down the hammer and everybody wonders if this is a personal vendetta with the punishment. But what I think is interesting about this, okay, is that he's going to speak to the NFL this week. And ultimately, after that is when they're going to decide on what they do with him. How many games he gets suspended, if he gets suspended, when he's going to get suspended. Well, if you take a look at the opening line for the Cleveland Browns season, it does not seem to take into account that they could be playing with anybody besides Deshaun Watson. The line is built in such a way that they're such a heavy favorite on the road in Carolina that it makes it seem as though Vegas knows he's going to be under center for the Browns in week one, which I think most people assume that he won't be, that if he's going to get suspended for something and it's going to start at the beginning of the season. Now, could be four games, could be six games. Some have said it's eight games. But almost everybody seems to assume that Deshaun Watson is going to get suspended. But the Browns are still almost a touchdown favorite on the road against the Panthers. Now, I know the Panthers stink, but if I told you it was Jacoby Brissett under center for the Browns, would you still lay 5, 6, 7 points? My guess is no. And I wonder if that means one of two things. Deshaun Watson faces 22 civil lawsuits, all alleging sexual assault or misconduct. Does that mean that Vegas knows or is assuming he is not suspended for this, that he was cleared of criminal wrongdoing and will not be suspended? Does it mean that Vegas believes the NFL will have considered last year his suspension? He didn't play. He was waiting for this to unfold. We find that to be, you know, the appropriate discipline, a 17-game suspension, if you will. That acts as his punishment. Or do they say, we're not going to make a decision for this year? We will wait until all of this unfolds. The suspension would come in 2023. I found that interesting because, I mean, look, Jacoby Brissett on the road in Carolina, I know the Browns are better than the Panthers. I'm not sure I would lay too many points there. But the opening line would suggest that they think that this is seemingly a better quarterback than Jacoby Brissett, or that the Panthers are that much trash. But I'm not sure that would be the case. Track it down, Cedric Maxwell. Talk a little Celtics NBA playoffs. So stick around for that. Also, this morning on the show is a Trash Tuesday, so I'll get to your trashes coming up here next as well. Hit me up on Twitter with them, DA on CBS. Again, that's DA on CBS. You are locked into the DA show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
last thing you should want to do is have anything to do with sex leaving Cheesecake Factory.
Interesting take.
The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly served the Armed Forces DOD. Veterans and their families, their members are the mission. Learn more. NavyFederal.org. Luka, not just an offensive machine, 35 points in the Mavs Game 7 clincher over the Suns, but also a couple of steals as well. The Mavs shutting down the Suns, 27 points in the first half. Luka had as many as the entire Suns team. The defensive team of the week, what the Mavs did to the Suns in that game number 7. Wild. If you're not watching on Twitch or at watchda.com, I'm telling you, you are missing out. I gifted Merez Entenmann's donuts for his birthday. He has not had Entenmann's donuts in quite some time. He pulled that first one out of the bag, that chocolate-covered deliciousness, and did awful, awful things to that donut. He really did make love to that donut. And Cap trained the camera on Merez the entire break, and it was a sight to behold. It is hard to describe the bliss with which he ate that donut. How would you describe eating that?
Well, ecstasy is the one word that clearly would be used. But honestly, D.A., it was a savoring moment. And to be clear, I've had 3 donuts now. I was only planning on having 1. So when I was having that one, I was thinking, all right, you've been good, you've been eating, you haven't had this in a while, you've been circling the supermarket like Jaws circled the boat. Just enjoy every bit, lick every ounce of good chocolate coldness that comes with your tongue and let it tickle down the back of your throat.
So that was the chocolate one. Then you went powdered?
Yeah, and the cold powder and like the little bit of powder, when you bit into it, it was like a subtle explosion that kind of tickled my mustache hairs a little bit. And it was just this like cold, like when you see snow for the first time, that's what kind of reminded me of. Or for, you know, probably cocaine addicts, however they feel when they see that.
And then you went plain, old-fashioned?
No, I went for a second chocolate. I figured I enjoyed the first one so much. Why not?
Well, you got to try a plain then.
Mm. Like, can I really go 4 donuts?
Yes.
I mean, I'm on the 35 at 35 here. I can't be doing 4 donuts.
Clean sweep for your birthday?
It's your birthday.
I understand, but the Yankees took 3 out of 4 from the White Sox this week, and I think 3 out of 4 here is okay.
It is a Trash Tuesday. So Mariana's tweeting about trashing the person with a dog mom sticker parked to the pediatrician's office. Trasher.
Illegal dumping.
I wonder, does she have a sticker that says real mom too? You're at the pediatrician's office. Kyle tweets, I'm trashing my coworker who cries about everything like the world's out to get him. You're 50 years old, man. Yes, we have to work at work. Cry about it.
Overflowing landfill.
Not Connor Green is trashing himself and the Odyssey app. I forgot my headphones at home, so I have to play through my phone, and the app is too quiet. If you guys could yell a little bit, that would be great. Hashtag you heard me wrong.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
You heard me wrong?
Skipper Tim is trashing getting older and lack of sleep. I did that scout camp over the weekend, and now I'm too tired to be productive. Hashtag Trash Tuesday getting old.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
919 Ryan is trashing the Kingsland, Arkansas City Parks and Rec Department. Ever hear of Flex Seal Tape? Don't do Johnny Cash like that. Hashtag unpipe it. Hashtag cold water. Hashtag goose.
It's the landfill. Overnight in El Paso.
That's actually a good point. Why, 5 days after Johnny Cash's, why would you not just throw Flex Seal Tape up there and seal it for the moment? Why is it still pouring out?
My basement would beg to differ.
You tried Flex Seal Tape?
Yeah. Or do we know if they're an advertiser or not? Because I'm just going to tell you, it ain't stopping that water tower.
Really?
Yeah, I had some, I thought, minor quick fixes.
Yeah. Well, I've seen it in that commercial. A boat can be split in half. You tape that boat together with Flex Seal tape. You can take that boat out in the lake.
Something tells me if you're in the lake, that boat is sinking to the bottom once you really use the product.
Would you try to patch up?
So I had a little side of my door in the basement that does not open hole where some water was coming through. Not a lot, but every once in a while it rained. Easy. I had the tape and the spray, double Flex Sealed. Didn't stop a thing. And now I have the roll of Flex Seal tape that essentially serves as just duct tape whenever I need to tape something else up.
Wow.
Unfortunately, and I wanted to be a believer. I did.
Yeah, I totally buy it.
Yeah, no, it's a crock.
If you're wondering why Mraz's voice sounds pretty froggy and pretty hoarse, why don't we play for the listeners what happened on Sunday's show? Mraz insists that he went to Wolf Lake Lodge in Scrotum, PA.
Great Wolf Lodge.
Great Wolf Lodge, a water park in Scrotum, PA over the week, last week, with the kids and the family. Swallowed too much water. He said Taylor was dumping buckets of water park water down his gullet. He was drinking it, gulping it up. He said that hurt his throat. But then on Sunday, he was hosting his BetQL show on our sister sports betting network. And it doesn't sound like his voice before the Rangers score is less than 100%, but he insists. So he's hiding behind this is the reason the voice isn't there, or he's hiding behind the water as the reason his voice isn't there, but we think it's because he was screaming about this. Note, this is not the game winner that sent the Rangers to the second round in overtime. This is merely the first goal of the game.
The Celtics wipe the floor with the Milwaukee Bucks and now find themselves as the Eastern Conference favorite over the Miami Heat. And the Rangers score! We score! We're up 1-0! Chris Kreider, baby! We're freaking back! Let's freaking go! Down 3-1 in the series! Down 2-0 in the first two games! At home! Home ice! First period! CK20 sticks it up! Tristan Jarry! And the Rangers are up 1-0! We are going to Carolina, baby. Let's freaking go.
I love the excitement. It's early, and it kind of makes me wish that you actually had put your money on the team that you're rooting for. Like, now I feel even sicker.
I told you, Punk. I will light that money on fire. I will light it on fire, and I will not care.
I thought you were lying.
And I don't need it.
Sounded like by the end of it, you were almost crying.
Yeah, because I realized that I had tested the boundaries of my already hurt voice too far, and there was no pulling back. Bad scene.
Really bad.
Rangers score!
Producer sneezes and I scream.
In that same show, Mraz's producer had his microphone on, so in the middle of a take, you can hear him sneeze, not once, but twice. That preceded Mraz's explosion for goal number one. Goal number one. Again, not the game winner in overtime. That, you could understand getting that fired up about. That was merely a 1-0 game at that point in the first period. Aaron tweets, I'm trashing myself for not interacting more on the show. Some mornings I just listen way too much and enjoy listening way too much. Hashtag have a taste. Hashtag four oinks. Hashtag eggs are dairy.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
The giant has awoken. Not Mraz's Giants podcast. I'm freaking trashing people who litter. What's your deal? For the love of God, just put it in one of the many devices provided at every gas station, grocery store, fast food joint, etc. Quit being lazy turds. Trash these jerks.
Luke, it's the trash compactor.
I love that take. Litter bugs are just the worst. There are receptacles everywhere you turn. Everywhere. As he said, gas stations, fast food joints. Go to a grocery store. Go to a Home Depot. Anywhere just has communal garbage bins. Just throw it out there, you pigs. Backwards, Brian is trashing the guy at work who calls his desk phone from two cubicles over just to let Brian know he was going to send me an email. Hashtag get your steps in. Trash Tuesday.
Stinky debris.
Joe tweets, I'm trashing the show. It's my second week back at the office in 2 years, and you guys already have me cracking up in my cubicle like an idiot making Jody Mac jokes. Trash us.
Warning, hazardous material.
What is going on? What is going on that Sunday show?
Mraz has this Sunday BetQL show, so I do Sunday mornings. My co-host is Chris Mack. He's one of the morning show hosts on The Fan in Pittsburgh. And The Fan in Pittsburgh has monster ratings. They do an awesome job. Their morning show is just a total tremendous ratings bonanza. Chris Mack is awesome. Like, he's funny and smart and he gets gambling and, like, he's just great. So, like, I think we have a really good show. But it's mainly like a little bit of laughs, a lot of sports content, a lot of sports gambling information, etc. And then we get these clips from Mraz's show. I could tell you, like, on our show, we do the five-star weekend. Five-star being the confidence in the bets that BetQL puts out there, because BetQL is like a research and data sports gambling site. So they have this app and all this technology to crunch all the data, so it's five-star confidence. So we do that on Sunday mornings, and I rarely, if ever, have anything goofy or wacky or zany that we would play in soundcheck. And yet it feels like every week Mraz has something that we could play in soundcheck, which has now become this kind of bulletin board of audio silliness.
We're freaking back! Let's freaking go!
So Mraz's original host, co-host, is the host of the Total Request Live reboot on MTV.
Kevin Kenny.
Who even knew that MTV was doing a Total Request Live reboot, but they're doing it. And boy, this is going to sound crazy. Is MTV a channel on TV anymore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, Alabama Shore.
All the classics.
Okay. So I haven't watched Jersey Shore in 15 years. Floribama Shore, you said, is a show?
Correct.
And what was it? Family Vacation?
Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Now they're older with kids, so they go on vacation and they film it.
Okay, so you just named three reality shows. Does MTV show anything musically inclined?
Yeah, TRL.
Okay, before the reboot of TRL.
No. What they do is, like, The Hill, all the shows they do, they put what the song is and by who as a song is playing, like, soundtracks to the show. That's their hook.
So they're still doing Road Rules, Real World Challenges.
Right, and you get your music by them playing the songs under everything and telling you what it is.
And I guess they still do the MTV Music Award.
Yeah, the VMAs.
The VMAs. So, honestly, if you asked me where MTV the channel was, I would have absolutely no clue. I couldn't tell you. I stopped watching The Challenge 10 years ago. That was my last MTV vestige. I couldn't tell you what they air anymore. Would you? Floribama?
Floribama Shore.
Floribama Shore.
Yeah, where, okay, Florida and Alabama meet on the shore.
Yeah, I gathered that. Right. So anyway, they're doing TRL. So this is Mraz's co-host and BetQL. But he's oftentimes not there.
Well, we've just been on a run the last 5 weeks of both of us not being there at the same time.
Five weeks?
I took off on Easter and Mother's Day. And the 3 weeks in between, he's taken off. Like, he was at a Limp Bizkit concert this weekend.
Uh-huh.
There was another weekend.
Fun or on assignment?
I don't know. He saw
reporting
Nickelback.
Reporting live?
He went
from
to Oklahoma
Fred
City.
Durst's, yeah, trailer?
He goes to all these music festivals. I don't know. So we've just run into a rut this spring of this Sean Levine from Kansas City co-hosting with one of us. That's basically been the show.
Got it. So the tandem that they put together hasn't worked together in a month and a half. And
during the playoffs.
During the playoffs. And the producer also kept his mic on and audibly sneezed during the show.
And then quickly said, there's no way we heard that. And we told him, no, we did.
He said, you heard me wrong, basically.
But he did.
So in the same show, Mraz hasn't seen his co-host in a month and a half. He's at a Limp Bizkit concert. The producer sneezed on the air twice and said, "My mic's not on. You can't hear that." Nope. We can. And Mraz lost his voice screaming out the first goal of a game in the first period.
And the Rangers score! We score! I'm 1-0! Chris Kreider, baby!
That's and one episode.
People had to watch that, that's too. One,
yes, because it's on Twitch and YouTube.
He's talking about the NBA, too. In the middle of an NBA point, and then just forget the NBA point, right onto the Rangers.
And you're watching his head go with the TV as Zibanejad and Kreider are going down the ice, and then the full body shakes as he's yelling like that.
We score.
I'm defending score. Myself. We are on as we are a live betting show. We're tracking a live bet for those 4 hours.
Yeah. I don't know. You put your body through some amazing hurdles and turmoil. And
I mean, you put 3 donuts in my mouth before 9:30. I put my body through some amazing turmoils. No.
Like in the course of last week, you gulped down gallons of water park water. You also, I can't even imagine what you ate on your birthday, your actual birthday.
I mean, you were drinking beers at like 10 in the morning at the water park, weren't you, too? What kind of intake was that?
That was only the first. I only had 2 drinks at the water park because then I didn't like the way the humidity felt.
Then you ate all day, all night for the entire weekend, obviously, because you had your birthday and then the opening weekend of Bob's Bar with all of those games.
I had air-fried chicken with vegetables for my birthday.
Oh, come on.
And then you went on the air and just tore your larynx a new one.
And it's allergy season, not helping anyone.
And then today, just buried 3 donuts within like 12 minutes.
I'm going for a run later.
Run to get more donuts.
Oh, man. Classic.
Sports.
And by the way, me eating a donut already has like 4,000 views on Twitter.
Yeah, you eating and licking that donut sensually.
Like, I would argue what's wrong with those people.
Fair point.
By the way, we were supposed to have Cedric Maxwell here on the show to talk about the NBA playoffs and the Celtics. Unfortunately, he did not call in when he was supposed to a half hour from now. Has not responded to calls or texts from Mraz either. So going to have to bump Max to a different day. So maybe the new host of TRL Live's not such a bad bit anyway. Mm.
Is he a new Bobby V? When's his birthday? When's Cedric Maxwell's birthday?
I'd never do it to Cedric. Because at least Cedric's made me laugh in my life with Bobby V, the stupid mustache during the throwout routine. Loser.
And Max has joined us before on the show.
Yes.
Bobby V has stiffed us every time.
If I had to guess, Max answers us and is on this week.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow.
Right.
Bogues does have our headlines.
DA, the AL East was declared over earlier this morning, and yes, it is May 17th, not September 17th. Despite that declaration, the Rays and the Blue Jays in particular are still mathematically alive behind the Yankees, who did win in Baltimore last night.
0-1 is hit in the air down the right field line, a long run for Santander, and it is... It is a home run. Wow.
Wow.
He hit one right down the line, and it just got over the high wall near the pole. Well, that is really something. A 3-run home run for Trevino, and the Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
Sean alluded to this back in hour number one. First homer as a Yankee for Jose Trevino. Also the first homer by a catcher for the Yanks this year. But because it's
the
number
curse one, of the Trevino.
But it's also May 17th, and John appeared to be unready.
That was actually better than we think.
That was good.
But doesn't have that. So please email him, carry your pigeon on how he gets his messages.
Teletype.
I'm getting Morse code from New York. Stand by.
I like the "it was gone." Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Got it right.
Was he surprised that he was accurate of the call, or that the home run went over the wall? Or
yes, all of them. All it of stayed the fair. It went out of the ballpark. He saw it go out.
He was happy.
Yeah. It was straight bewilderment. The Yankees, a 6-2 win in Baltimore, while the Rays lost to the Tigers 3-2, and the Jays beat the Mariners 6-2. If my math is correct, the Yankees' magic number over Tampa to win the AL East is standby 122. So, yes, the AL East is over.
Mraz proclaimed in hour number one, the AL East is over.
Over.
They have a 5.5 game lead over the Rays.
On May 17th.
There's only 4.5 months of baseball to play. And so we're already workshopping the bet. Mraz has said he will bet on this. So the Yankees magic number is what, 108?
I believe, again, it's weird because it's May 17th, so the normal websites are not prepared to be asked this number. I think it's 122.
Oh, 122.
Because it was 124 going into last night, and then the Yankees won and the Rays lost. So I believe that shaves two off of that number. Yeah.
This is their third best start in franchise history, 1939, 1928. They have won the World Series every year they've started this way and did not win the division.
Teams in the division still have a chance to be the best team ever.
Yeah,
with that number.
I'm going to stress we're 35 games in, which means that's 127 left to play, right?
19 of 22. Nice. Best team in baseball by Memorial Day, like I predicted.
Here we go.
Last year.
Oh, my God. We're now tracking the Yankees' magic number before Memorial Day.
Guys can laugh. I'll be sitting there with the bye week in October, smiling.
And then they're going to lose in the ALCS, and you're going to tell us why they shouldn't have lost.
Right. Why it's not really a drought because they actually won the World Series in 2017.
Exactly.
Everybody else's fault. Yeah.
In the NL, which is a little more wide open, so the Yankees don't live in that league. The Dodgers topped the Diamondbacks last night 5-4. The Giants got a 7-6 win in Colorado, and the Cubs blanked the Pirates 9-0. Pittsburgh went the first 14 batters without a hit after being no hit on Sunday. So
the National League is a little bit more wide open. It's May 17th. The American League's wrapped up.
After a day off, the NBA playoffs are back tonight. Game one of the Eastern Conference Final, the Heat hosting the Celtics. Marcus Smart is questionable with a right foot injury. Kyle Lowry is out again because of his hamstring. Before that is the draft lottery, and far from all of that, the NBA says it is investigating serious allegations against Rajon Rondo. A woman says he threatened her with a gun last week at home in an argument that involved children. She has since received a restraining order against Rondo. Hockey playoffs back tonight as well. Round two beginning with a pair of game ones. The Lightning and the Panthers, the Blues and the Avalanche. And as we've mentioned more than once this morning, Deshaun Watson is hosting Browns offensive teammates in the Bahamas this weekend for some bonding. That is after an expected interview, finally, with NFL investigators. That could be, should be, the final piece of the league investigation. Then we find out if and how much Watson is punished for 22 civil lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back on the show, we've got advanced analytics on the poll question today. Have you ever fell asleep at a sporting event? I'll give you my answer coming up next. And we've got more trashes in your epic fail. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Analytics is just a term that's kind of thrown around a lot.
It's time now for the mothership's advanced analytics.
A-Rod was caught on camera sleeping courtside in Game 7 the other night. We had the Sixers guy, the guy with the big belly, who fell asleep on camera as well in Philadelphia last week during the semifinals as well under the basket. Why is everybody falling asleep at NBA playoff games? Have you ever fallen asleep at a sporting event? 81% of you say no. Only 19% said yes. Now, according to one poll, golf measured as the dullest sport to watch with 49% of the vote. The Elias Sports Bureau also tells us that Pete the Body fell asleep at his first wrestling match in 1990.
Yes.
At Nassau Coliseum. How old were you then?
I was 6.
Fell asleep, huh?
But I haven't fallen asleep at any sporting event since.
Were you asleep because you were just young and it was late?
I think it was because I was late and I was young.
Okay.
Missed the Ultimate Warrior.
You missed the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah. Boy. What a shame.
During a Yankees-Jays game, Danielle Mraz didn't fall asleep, but she did throw up all over her pants at the start of the game, which led Mraz to buy $100 sweatpants for her from the Yankees team store so that he didn't have to leave the game.
How is there always a ridiculous anecdote in these from your life? And that's your...
These weird writers.
Advanced analytics. Why did Danielle barf?
We went out drinking heavy the night before. My cousins were in from Florida, so they wanted to go out a night of drinking. They wanted to go to a Yankee game, and she just couldn't handle it. And literally woke up. It was 900 degrees in the Yankee Stadium bleachers, top of the first. I think Curtis Granderson was waving to the crowd during the roll call, and bleh, all over the place.
Over anyone else?
No, luckily just all over, like, it happened to be an empty seat, so they had to come break the mop out during the bottom of the first.
Oh.
She's demanding we leave. I said, we're not leaving. And I went. Team store, we got our $100 pants. They're probably worth, like, $6.
That and a beanie baby for $100.
Unfortunately, it wasn't poncho day.
I have fallen asleep, I have to admit, a couple of times at sporting events, mostly because it was an intense tailgate. So the most memorable time was probably 8 years ago or so. Syracuse hosted Penn State in football at MetLife Stadium. And Syracuse football obviously will put you to sleep. But also at MetLife, there was only like 35, maybe 45,000 people there. So it was a pretty light crowd. And we sat in the upper deck, and I had the entire section of myself. I mean, I went with like two other buddies, and we had the entire section. We had tailgated early, breakfast beers, tailgated probably late into the first quarter because the game was, we knew that Penn State was going to just truck Syracuse. Went upstairs. I think by the third quarter, I was fast asleep. I mean, I was just napping in beautiful fall day.
And just, jeez.
I just said, I'm out. They woke me up in the fourth quarter. You ready to go here, buddy? Ready to go. I said, what happened? OSU lost by 28 points, figures. Okay. Glad I missed it. All right, let's get to your epic fail of the morning, boys and girls. You know, there's a baby formula shortage. And so we were asking Mraz, do not try this at home, boys and girls. But if Mraz were to create his own baby formula at home, what would he do?
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
But where does the milk come from? And as you alluded to, the cow.
Yeah.
There's some kind of milky glucose something product.
Aren't you
there.
Glad I asked this?
I had to guess, some sort of cheese I could melt down. Because that too comes from a cow.
She used to have to milk the cows in the rain.
I know clearly I wouldn't be a Gouda, but let's play the game.
Melt down the cheese.
There's a white, non-flavorful cheese that we melt down. We grain it up and you mix it maybe with a hint of I don't know, what do you call it? Sweet and low.
And then it will spray all over the place if you're not careful.
Parsley.
Because you don't want the kids too hopped up on sugar.
Yeah, exactly. You want the fake sugar.
And then
where
does the health come from? So there's got to be vitamins maybe that are pounded with a hammer.
Right, okay.
And broken
down. Okay, we're taking Flintstones vitamins. We're putting them in.
Calcium.
Calcium pellets.
Vitamin C. Okay. Vitamin D.
What made America the greatest country in the world?
Tylenol.
This is you're gonna put
Tylenol.
Yep, you're gonna put aspirin.
Prevent sickness.
Yeah, I gotta go get an Advil. Oh no, what is it? Sudafed from the drugstore. That's how you get to meth.
Homer Simpson making this.
No, but this is for babies too. Remember?
Right.
So Tylenol, some type of bland cheese, some type of milky product.
Big Poppy, baby, Big Poppy, watch out.
And it's
maybe
I know
some vitamins.
Iron. I gotta break up the iron. Maybe the zinc. Hammer, the zinc pill.
Yeah.
As I'm talking about, I could do all this and make meth. I don't want to make meth. I want to feed my kid.
Definitely not how you make meth, so you're going to be lucky there.
I think
it's either sugar or meth when it comes to white powders.
No, but the point is if I took out the cheese and added Windex, you probably have meth. Like, that's probably how thin the line is.
Throw some olive oil in there.
Baby back ribs.
That's cheese? How thin the line is if I go Windex or American.
Between nurturing your baby or being a meth addict.
Right, it's a pretty obvious line, the no Windex line. That's not really something I'm going to trip over.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
So Mraz's homemade recipe for meth is milky glucose, melted down bland cheese, sweet and low, Tylenol, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and Windex. If you just swap out the Windex, you can feed it to babies. Imagine thinking you could make meth with a cheese base. Like it's fondue.
Something's got to make it taste good.
Throw some pretzels in there while
you... Yeah, anybody got some salted pretzel barrels that we can dip in the meth that's cheese-based? The best part was, Mraz's trash was all these hoarders that are getting rich on the black market selling formula secondhand. And I, he goes, unless I'm going to be like a scientist in 1919 and make my own. And I was like, how would you do that? And Bogus goes, no, don't even ask him that. You, don't do this. You can kill babies. I'm like, okay, radio entertainment, we are not advising you to do this. If you listen to this recipe, you'd immediately know, yeah, I won't do that. I don't need to make a cheese-based sauce with sweet and low. And to feed my baby. Thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Thanks to Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel, audio director as well. Thanks to Andrew Bogish on headlines. And Andrew Kaplan, the Wizard of Watch DA. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.